Blog Talk Radio.
Cinnamon with a taste of honey, it ain't funny when she walk in the room, I can't help acting a fool. I know what she like, she act like she ain't gon' survive a night without my dick all up in her ass so quick, so fast. I see her twin towers and I'm ready to crash. Walk around naked with your beautiful ass. Who the fuck told you how to move that fast? It took time to perfect the stroke by any note. Maybe you really don't need to drink and smoke. And just try a new position, perfect your dick, kiss and bang on your G-spot till you're nice.
Oh, you know,
I love that song.
Speaking of that song, as normal, if you may have noticed, we have a little bit of time sometimes when we throw you a news story that came in late in the day. So I got to share this one because it came from my hometown.
Can I introduce this first?
Oh, what'd you get? Oh, wait. Oh, girl, I forgot I saw it and I got all excited. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No. Oh, my God. Juicy. Okay, go ahead.
David, for right now, you just tempted him. So we're going to make him hold off, you know, because sometimes the, what's the word? Anticipation
tease.
Is delicious. She's a tease. Yes, she teases me all the time. But anyway, so I played that song because I'm feeling a little fucking feisty. Just a little bit.
Mm.
So that song had to be played. It is Tuesday, March 27th, 2012. And since it is Tuesday, that means it's time for Pixinista, which for those of you who don't know, and really, if you don't know by now, where the fuck have you been? What rock have you been hiding under? Pixinista is pixel fashionista. It's a word that we came up with. We trademarked it, and if you take it, I will jab you in the eye with a spoon. We are the estrogen trifecta that rules the airwaves, and we are the final word on fashion. If you suck at fashion, you're going to find out. Because we're not shy about letting you know. I'm Snow White. I'm very, very feisty today, and I might get myself in trouble. I really hope I don't. But
I really hope I do.
I kind of hope I do because, you know, it's kind of fun, but I don't.
Punishment. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Punishment's always fun. Sometimes. Not always. Anyway, the right kind of punishment is fun. The other kind I don't want.
You know what? You are giving way too much detail.
I am. I'm just going to move on. And the woman who's telling me that I'm giving too much away, which is really weird because normally she doesn't care, that's Corey / Gamingatrix. Hi, ma'am.
Hola, mami.
Hola, mami.
Did I not tell y'all?
Like that?
Lesbian bitches over here. I'm not... Oh, sorry. Did I say that?
Thank you.
I think I have some lesbian girls calling and be like, yeah. Look, I love all y'all. Just keep your hands to yourself. I know I'm juicy. Just
girl, she is juicy. She has got a nice round ass, too. I'm telling you. Oh, let me move on. What?
I'll tell you later.
Don't get yourself in trouble, girl. And the other one back in the back, who I'm steadily converting over to at least be bisexual with me, is Ginger Ops.
Steadily, yeah. Bring it.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. One day.
How do you convert? Anyway, I'm going to move.
Girl, I can put the pussy on her like you don't know what.
You know what? No, ma'am.
Ooh. Yeah. I think I'll like that.
Anyway, speaking of things that should be kept to yourself, I'm going to give you this one little tidbit of a news story. Just came in late. Remember how we always tell some of you guys out there, the internet is not the place you want to put things you don't want seen. You don't want to have anybody to see you naked. You don't put it up on the internet. It is there forever. Okay, so first I must say that whoever wrote this article over at the Huffington Post, how very tasteless of you, the way that you describe this. The reporter cum stripper, and you spelled it cum with C-U-M, very tasteless considering it's the Huffington Post.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but this is...
You people.
That's very tasteless. I will be commenting on this probably sometime tonight. But the story is very juicy. One of our local Houston Chronicle reporters moonlights as a stripper. She very stupidly took pictures.
I ain't mad at you.
I'm not mad at her. What I am mad at her for is she was a respected journalist and she wanted to keep that job, but she decided to take pictures of herself and post on Twitter.
Oh, Lord.
Girl, no, no.
Why? Why? Why, people, are you this stupid? Don't you know better?
Mm.
You never, ever, ever
it could be argued she was doing this to get famous, but she actually had a blog and a Twitter. Her name of her blog was Diary of an Angry Stripper. She was writing about the sordid details of her not so secret life, including her disgust for men with nipple fetishes, and how she once received oral sex from actor Jeremy Piven while studying for her master's in journalism at NYU. Now, according to the Houston Press, her LinkedIn
profile,
she's an adjunct professor at U of H. When she's not writing herself, she's okay. Sarah, whatever your name really may be, Sarah Tressler, I'm not mad at you. We're not mad at women who go for theirs. You know, whatever you got to do, you want to strip or you want to receive.
Just make sure you have some respect for yourself while you're doing it. That's all I got
to
say.
Respect, but if you didn't want anybody to know, you do not post it.
Honey, how many times have we said on the show, even if you post something and take it immediately down, it is cached somewhere.
On Google.
It is cached, and they will fucking find it. Okay?
I have caught many an ex-boyfriend in a lie. Baby, it's only you. Google, email, IP address.
Men, are y'all really this stupid? Oh, seriously.
And just so you all know, signing up for multiple email addresses does not work.
Mm-mm.
A smart girl will find it. Okay, anyway, according to also Houston Chronicle, she's not the only one who had a double life. Mr. Douglas Britt, who also worked for the Houston Chronicle, was also once a male escort. He was also, even national news outlet CNN hired a gay porn actor as a journalist. So, yeah, these people, you know what, there's nothing wrong with it. If it makes you, I got no problem with it. You're not bothering me. I don't care if you strip at night while you report the news. Just make sure you don't wear your nipple rings on air during the morning time. I got a little person that I need to watch out for. In any case, don't put it up on Twitter. If you're not trying to get famous, just don't do it. Don't.
Oh my God.
Mm-mm.
That goes for anything. It doesn't matter what you do in your life. Just if you don't want something known, don't put it on the freaking internet, guys. That should be obvious.
So many people do this. What was it? Some kind of coach for high school got fired a couple of weeks back now. Technically, he didn't do anything. All right, he did do something very stupid. He took naked pictures of himself and he put them up on his Facebook. He swears it was a public profile. He swears it was supposed to have been sent to just his girlfriend. But,
you can't just send to your girlfriend on Facebook. Anyway, we need to move on. This is not
This is not supposed to be. Anyway, so that was juicy. It was very interesting, and you've had your public service announcement for the day.
Yeah, don't
keep your bits covered. Keep your face blanked out
if you don't want to be seen. If you want to be seen, I say go for it.
Because I got some dirty pics up somewhere, but you best believe you can't see my face. Unless you've seen my bits, you won't know that's me. So
I don't care if you do see my face. Please bring them to me and tell me you got naked pictures of me. I'll be like, did you like it?
So,
I don't. You know how I operate from a place of I'm not. You don't have any ammo against me. If you're not going to bring it to me and say I'm going to release these to the public, if you don't give me blah blah, I'm going to take them from you and say, let me release them to the public.
And nobody, right?
If you're trying to get money from me, I wonder how much I can get this from in the public.
Yeah, if you get, exactly. I can probably get more than you. I'll be the one selling them. I'll offer to do
say
more.
There aren't naked pictures of me on the internet, but I would be lying. So,
right? Anyway, we're speaking of clothing.
We're supposed to be talking about clothing. All right. So what are we talking about today anyway? Armor and stuff?
Yes, this was Ms. Ginger's baby. She's been coming up with some interesting topics. I actually had one as one, but as soon as I saw hers, I forgot all about it because, you know, my shoulder's dislocated or something from punching bitches. But anyway,
being able to create armor or have armor in different games, like WoW has Transmogrification, to fit your style. Mm. Like APB, you can create armor. Technically, it doesn't give any stats that I can see.
It does, but you were the only one who was using the account where it could work. Me and Snow had the two, the lower tiered ones where, so you were able to create armor that actually had an impact on your gameplay, but we were not. Me and Snow were hiding in the car. We were the getaway driver.
Aww. But no, like, I remember Dark Age of Camelot, there was a certain dress I loved that flipping dress. Stats were horrible on it for the class that I played, but it had, like, 6 slots for stones, and then I crafted the best stones I could get and added the stats I wanted just so I could wear that dress.
Okay, let me tell you who had the prettiest. You know, I'm going to need you to stop with that giggling, ma'am.
I'm laughing because she said slot. I wanted to say slot. I got a slot for you. But
yeah, I know. That's why I said I'm trying to sound stern. It worked, right? I tried to sound all stern. It worked. I think the game that had the prettiest armor, in my estimation, was The Matrix Online. It was fully craftable by anybody. And I think the crafter class was actually a class in the Matrix Online, but you had no set class. Like, if you wanted to be a crafter, you could be, and if you decided to switch, you could switch and be something else at, you know, any given moment. But I think theirs was the prettiest, and my favorite dress is, and you can find this on our YouTube channel, is because I did a video in it, to Switch by Will Smith. You two have seen the video. This is so old. Yeah. You haven't seen the little video I did for Matrix Online? They loved it when I did that. They're like, legally, we can't post it up because it's Will Smith's song, but they were loving it.
You showed me that. That was awesome.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
I'll show it to you after the show. It's the dress. One of the dresses that I have in there was given to me by my in-game husband. He crafted it, actually. I didn't make it. And it was supposed to be a dress we were supposed to wear to get married in-game in, but I put it on for the video because it was hotness. It was all white, and it had all this split and low-cut back stuff, but it was armor. So it made me, like, add, like, 50% dodge and 95% deflect and made me faster. It was badass armor.
It is a badass set of armor.
And it came with the sunglasses, because you know it is The Matrix. I had my sunglasses. So you'll have to go hunt that one down. But pretty much everything you saw in The Matrix Online, the clothes were all armor and all able to be crafted. You had to go find the patterns. Usually it was dangerous if you had to go find a pattern, because you had to go where the machines were or where Agent Smith and his peoples were, and get in and get your pattern and get out. Sometimes it was in a safe. You didn't have the combination, and things were shooting you in the back of the head, and you got to jump out a window. Really exciting. But
I wish more games would have the ability to customize shit, because I love my Star Wars game. I do. But the armor sucks. I mean, it just looks bad.
Completely customizable, down to the color. So you didn't see a bunch of people walking around looking exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't look at you and say, hey, I know that dress. That's the one that gives you blah, blah. Mm-mm. You know, we might have mm-hmm. the same type of dress on, but yours might be red, and it may have, you know, +5 mana and whatever.
Yeah.
So everything was different there. So I love when they put that work into it.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that. And I hated because everybody looked like copycats.
They did.
I mean, you could dye your armor, but it wasn't even like you could change how it looked. Like with Dark Age of Camelot, you had 2 dye slots. You had, at least I think it was Dark Age of Camelot. It may have been Aeon. Anyways, you had 2 dye slots. You could dye the major part of your armor and the lesser part of your armor. No, that was Dark Age of Camelot. Anyway, sorry, it was Dark Age of Camelot. So, like, you could have the dress dyed black, and then the threads that were supposed to stand out, you could dye those, like, a very metallic blue or pink or red or something.
But it still looked like everybody else's dress, though.
It did look like everybody else's dress, and that annoyed me. That's why I like APB, because you can actually create your own clothing, more or less.
Well, Dark Age of Camelot did have the ability to dye stuff. It wasn't dark dye, which I didn't like. Like, if I dyed something red, I wanted it to be red, not that faded, you know, like
a very, very dirty maroon color.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wanted everything red, so I had, you know, I wanted my red cloak and my red boots, and it never matched either. My stuff,
I would love for them to make a MMO. I'm tired of the WoW setting. I want something like
Salem?
Kind of like Fallen Earth. Fallen Earth.
Like Salem.
isn't there a
But I want one where I can create clothes like from Second Life.
You know,
oh
how
God, that would
not even. Well, you know, your Fallen Earth is like that, and I did not know that you could do all that. It was Snow actually who.
Yeah.
Remember that night when she rode up on the horse? And she
I
got,
know. She came in like all hot, like supermodel. What the fuck?
She had a little head thing on. I was like, oh my God, where'd you get those clothes? Like, I made them.
I was like, yeah, I want me to make you one. I'll do it.
But it was all recipes and whatnot.
It wasn't,
but still, I mean, anybody could make those. I guess more of what I'm saying is I would like for a game to have You could upload any sort of texture, any sort of look for a set of clothing, but it would only have the stats or something. They would all have the same.
You had that, but they didn't execute it well, and that was the MMO there.
Mm-hmm. I did not play that.
Yeah, there. Well, I think they're talking about trying to bring it back. But you could upload pretty much anything to their server. But because you could upload anything, they were very picky. They had to go through a process. You know, like when you put stuff in Second Life, it instantly shows up. But in there, you had to wait for them to actually approve it and make sure it wasn't a virus, and what you were putting in wasn't, you know, racy, because they didn't really do the whole sexual thing. Although they were probably in a better position to do it. They at one point they were way prettier than Second Life. I mean, gorgeous. Animation,
yeah.
Much smoother. You didn't have to get an animation override. You know, you just did it. You just turned your stuff on. So they really were in a position to take Second Life down, but they just didn't run with it. You couldn't. I think that's what annoyed me. I really, their clothing process to make was much easier than Second Life, and we all can attest here it's difficult to make clothes in Second Life.
Yeah, it is very fucking difficult, especially now that they have like mesh and crap. I can't do that.
I haven't even tried to upload a mesh to anything yet, but there was very easy. It was pretty much you saw something on the internet. If you liked it, you would take it and whatever the little process they had, like kind of like a paper doll, you'd lay it and wrap it over the little big avatar and then upload it, and then you had to wait for them to approve it. Once they did, you could actually put it up for sale on their marketplace was built into the game, not where you had to go do all
that. That is hot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, and that was there.
I like that, too.
Yeah, that was there. But, again, they didn't capitalize on the fact that they were better than Second Life at the time. They just didn't, and I was always...
Yeah, 6-6, I've never even heard of it until you just mentioned it.
They had... Whoever, I don't know who...
And I play a shit ton of... I play a shit ton worth of MMOs. How did I not hear about that?
I don't know. But they had somebody who had built this beautiful, it almost reminded me of Prince of Persia, but it was in the sky, and you could only get there by hot air balloon to get to the city that was floating in the sky. And it's not, again, not like Second Life. You can't just fly because you want to. They had the gravity on all the time. So you got to take a hot air balloon to get up to the city, and it did nothing when you got there. I was like, you all are just wasted space here and there. Just nothing.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll learn their lesson and come back, but... and also no armor. We have some stuff in Second Life that does act as armor, depending on where
where you role play, where you play.
Talking about a game called There in the chat room. He's like, "What game? It's called There." I don't know if they're still. Let me go see. I know they still have.
I can look it up. Wait, give me a sec.
I don't remember exactly what brought this topic up yesterday. I was talking to somebody and it got in my head, and I was like, "Why isn't there an MMO where I can create my own armor?" I don't mind if it has set stats. You know, say you upload it for, you know, this is going to be the shirt item.
I think it's still around.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to make a comeback. But so now, you see how the avatars look there?
That looks very cartoony.
Yeah, but keep in mind, when they did this, because these are old, they are old and cartoony, when they look like this before Second Life did.
Yeah.
So they were in a good position, but they just did not run with it.
Well, with avatars like that, I don't think they'll attract the crowd that Second Life has.
No, not anymore.
Mm-mm.
But at one time, they were really close to rivaling them. And who knows? They got a developer side, and they're still trying to hang around. So who knows what will happen in the next couple of years. Another one that's really good with armor, of course, y'all know I'm going to say my EverQuest.
EverQuest was good with armor, I'll admit, but it still had the same problem of everything looking the same.
True. I think it was because of the time period. They weren't able to do anything different.
I agree with Ginger. What I really want I think it would be awesome to have an MMO where, you know, you could upload what styles and textures you want, but the stat packages should come, like, they should be,
yes,
like, something you could insert into clothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so when you do a quest, instead of getting a piece of armor as a reward, you get, like, a stat package. And then whenever you have a piece of, like, a stat package that goes on a top or a bottom or something like that, and then you can just insert it into the clothing that you've uploaded yourself or that you've bought. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I think that would be awesome.
Oh, my God, yes.
Well, you can do that in APB. But it costs money.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in something like in-game only.
Yeah, we're talking, I don't know, something like WoW, something like Fallen Earth, an MMORPG. Well, I guess that is an MMORPG, but it's different.
Here's a funny one. City of Heroes added crafting into their game late, very, very late. It was extremely late. But they did not...
Oh, there you go. All right, you got quiet there for a second.
Yeah, I thought you were gone. I was like, oh,
I know.
Crap.
I was like, uh-oh.
I thought I heard something. Okay, so they added crafting in, but you can't see anything that you craft other than the capes. So let's say, like, you have flight boots, which is something I always would make, which makes me fly faster because I want it to be super, super fast. And you go through all the trouble of making them. And when I tell you it's a lot of trouble, their crafting system is extremely complicated, which I love. I like, you know, where I got it.
I hated EverQuest 2 and they fucked up the crafting. Oh,
ooh,
my God.
It got too dumb. This is too easy. But you can't see what you make. Like, you make your flight boots, and it's got these amazing stats, and you are flying so fast, you're just like a streak in the sky. But when you put them on, you can't see any of this stuff, which I absolutely do not like. I was like, NCSoft, really? You give me crafting, but I can't see anything I make other than my capes?
Wait, seriously? Like, you put it on, and does it make any difference on your appearance?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I don't know if they've linked the two finally, but when I left, and it's probably been 2 years since I played, which is hard because I love that game, but none of the things that you could do with your avatar actually linked to this, you know, any type of statistics.
That's
at all.
Messed up.
It is. Because I'm telling you, my characters were fierce, okay? My Gamanatrix, I told y'all, my Gamanatrix had her fishnets, her thigh-high boots. She had a monocle. She had the little shoulder things, you know, like the captains wear, the matching hat.
And all right, Miss Beyonce, that's what you sound like.
Beyonce stole that from me because I did it before her. Thank you, Beyonce. And I would...
Copyrighted that shit.
I sure should have. And I know I have a screenshot of somewhere where I have a bunch of people around me on the ground doing push-ups, and I'm standing in the middle like, yeah, bitches, give me 20. But none of that has any bearing on anything in game at all.
I remember one of my characters. She had a crop hairdo, like shin length, had on a black cat suit, spike heels, had like the goth makeup on, the dark lipstick. Yeah, and she was like a dark healer, so it was hot. She was a hot chick.
You see her here? The miasma? Is that what that is?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I love me some miasma, folks.
Girl, it was awesome. She was like goth to the extreme, and she was fucking hot. Woo! All right.
But again, none of it translates to what you're wearing, which is, I think, what fails them is because that's what crafters like. If I make something, I want to be, well, it's not, you know, real life tangible, but it needs to at least be digitally tangible. Can I give it to this person? Well, you could sell the stuff in there. I forgot what they call them. God, it's been that long. You could sell your whatever your creations to other people, but again, outwardly you cannot see it. No, thank you. Says naughty nurse. No, I had a naughty nurse, and her name was Messiah Jones.
Wow.
And she had the whole nurse's uniform, and then she had angel wings, and she would teleport and not teleport in, bam, you know, show up beside people, bam, you need healing, my child. Hey, I role play to the hilt no matter where I am. You need healing, my child. My blessings of the Messiah upon you. I got in trouble
for
that name.
You are so awesome.
I got in trouble for that name, too. They kept trying to make me change it, but I was like, uh-uh.
You know what? Okay, for real, we need to find a game that all of us like, and we need to roll up in there and RP.
Oh, I like this. I like this. I like this. I mean, I know I am light years behind y'all. I am learning. I am picking it up, but
I ain't even paying no any attention, because as soon as we tell her to come, I can't go. My necklace too tight.
Who says the owner of said necklace won't be joining us, too?
See, that ain't funny either, because then you can't get into trouble. Again, my necklace is too tight. I can't.
Oh, that's true.
Gotta leave them necklaces out.
Never get in trouble. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, I get in trouble a lot. Well, I used to.
I plan on getting in trouble approximately 11:59 p.m. on Sunday. Okay, anyway.
That's hot.
No, thank you, sis. That's why he creates female characters. You know what? I tried to play as a guy in City of Heroes, and I made this whole Indiana Jones type character. No. No, just no. I cannot handle the whole, but y'all know how I am, okay? I do not like the whole helpless damsel in distress thing from women.
I don't either. I
don't like people that whine and cry. I'm not saying I'm not subjective to do some of it myself, but I hate when somebody comes to me with the intent of thinking I'm supposed to help them. I much prefer you saying, look, I just need your help. So I was hating that, having girls come up to me, hi, can you help me?
In an MMO?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, no. All right, look, listen up, bitches. We can all be doing this. You chicks piss me off. I swear to God, Ellie, when I ever see you again, Dark Age Camelot, I'm going to kick your ass in every game I ever find you in.
Okay, so I play Star Wars, right? All right. And I always play chicks, and I always give them, like, the Kirby figures because I like to watch the butt. But anyway.
Rawr.
They have nice butts in there. But, okay, so I was playing with said owner of the necklace. And, of course, he was playing a male, and all these chicks were, like, hitting on him and acting all.
You already know why.
Can you help me?
Oh, my God.
Really? I chew guys' asses when they start that. I'm like, do you see me over here killing this? I can kill him faster. I can kill him better. Back off.
See, that's why I earned the respect of my City of Heroes husband. Oh, and we had some awesome clothes. Let me just tell you. We were dressed like a pharaoh and a little pharaoh. Like he, and I think this was his name. But he had the pharaoh headdress and I had it. And we were, you know, matching blue. And then he had a cigar and glasses. So I had super speed. I figured this out because he's one of those, I'm going to jump in and save the damsel in distress. So when we played together, one of the last few times we played together, he says, I have a lot of respect for you because remember the thing I told y'all I figured out in City of Heroes where you can heal instantly? I'm still not going to tell y'all what that is in case they, you know, they haven't fixed it whenever I go back. But
yeah, I know. You keep teasing us with that damn bug.
I told y'all off air, but I'm not telling anybody else on it. But we were fighting and we got surrounded by a mob, like 30, the little gang members. And so we're fighting and I'm, you know, he's starting to die. I said, just go down, do the thing I told you. So I'm holding him off. And he's like, no, just run away. I'll handle it. I said, just go down, do your healing. And he went down and I'm holding him off. And then when he came up, I went down. So we did this for like 5 minutes straight where we were taking turns going down and holding him off. So we had killed everybody. He's like, okay, apparently you don't really need my help. I'm sorry. You are a badass bitch. And your heels are nice, too. Thank you.
I love it. Okay, if I'm in a game with somebody, doesn't matter who they are, they always assume, I guess because I'm so nice normally, like I'm such a sweet person, they always assume I'm not going to know what I'm doing and I'm always going to need some big badass person to come in and save me. And then I'm like, okay, okay, now I'm going to be over here. And I go... I go and I put my thing down on the game, and they just kind of sit back like, damn, yeah, what's up now?
They had a girl in it.
Yeah. Doing ML5, Dark Age Camelot. I'm explaining the pool. It's the first time we've been in this dungeon as a group. She's bored, doesn't want to finish listening to how it's done, just randomly starts pulling shit, and we wipe.
Oh, no, that bitch would have been
every
out.
Day occurrence with this. Oh, she was the girlfriend of one of the rangers, and he would bitch and whine and moan if we didn't take her.
Oh my God, he'd be out too. Fuck that. Find somebody else.
We did. We ended up kicking them both. We were like, no. And then because she's no longer in the group to get the loot, she dumped him and moved on to another guy in
my
main group.
Oh my God.
I hated this. I hate Ellie.
Did he fall
to God,
this shit?
Bitch. Yeah,
I,
he fell
swear,
for this. What was epically, I laughed at both of them. One of them, the second one, finally flew down to meet her.
Oh, my God.
The pictures, I told him, were taken back in the 80s. He did not believe me. He got down there. Oh, was he proven wrong. I was like, I told you so. You see that big hair? I know that big hair. That was from the 80s.
Oops.
Yeah, so he got down there, and it was not just her hair that was big.
Oh.
Now, ain't nothing wrong with the big girl.
No, nothing wrong with the big girl as long as
but,
you're not lying about.
But if you are lying about what you look like.
I had that happen one time too many.
He came home. He bought a ticket to come home the next day.
Dang. I wouldn't have spent one night.
I'd have been like, you know what? I'm just going to go head back to the airport.
I had one of them, and he paid for lunch. And, yeah, after lunch, I was like, okay, well, I got to go.
Seriously, that chick pissed.
You're going to eat that?
She would whine and cry. I can't do this. It's too hard. I don't understand. Get the fuck out of my group, bitch. Come on.
Now, see, I used to have a group of girls that I would play with in Today of Heroes, but we were like, you know, 5 a.m., you know, the 4 to 5 a.m., the 3 mm-hmm. to 5 a.m. So, and I think only one of them was a guy, and of course one of the guys was one of our people here at Game of Nature, so it was not Blaster, those were the most fun to play with, the nicest costumes, nothing too crazy, showing all the goodies and whatever, but when you didn't have that,
oh, I know.
Dark Age of Camelot, the worst for trying to for trying to craft
hours upon hours, and you would die at crafting if you failed.
You know what? EQ2 used to be like that too. If you were not careful while you were crafting, if you walked away from the computer, bad things would happen, and you would get hurt. And if you weren't paying attention, you could die. And I saw a few people die. I think they were bots.
I exploded more than once because mm-hmm. I would push it. I didn't want the crappy gems. I wanted the best, and I knew I was taking the risk. Oh, I died so many times. I had like a permanent grave just right there.
You could die from the first EverQuest. Remember, if you were sitting, you know, my favorite place was sitting in the middle
I
of the.
I never crafted
rope.
An EverQuest. EverQuest did not get my attention.
What,
really.
Girl?
Girl, that was the best crafting, and mm-hmm. the reason why you would die is because you had a book. It would make you pull out a book.
Yeah.
Like you were reading.
Oh my God! Yes.
So you couldn't see anything going
so
on.
I was
on your
covering up your whole screen.
I do remember doing that to get mana because I played a cleric.
Yes, and I remember very vividly getting punched in the face with a bat or something. I don't know who it was that hit me. I don't know if it was a damn Fippy Darkpaw, you bastard, or if it was one of those guards or whatever. But I know I just remember my book falling and I saw this thing coming towards my screen and bam, I was on the ground dead. But son of a bitch, I was making a nice enchanted necklace. Making my enchanted necklace. It was beautiful. Had the stone in the middle. You remember that one? The stone in the middle was a little green stone. And and you could, you know. I'm such a geek.
No.
Okay,
no,
but
back to fashion. I never crafted in. There was no PvP, so EverQuest
back to fashion.
Wait a minute. Wait, we were talking about fashion. I was talking about my necklace, but she says there's no PvP. You're wrong.
Well, there was PvP servers.
No. In what? DAC?
No, EverQuest.
Oh, EverQuest. There was
there was PvP everywhere.
You were not on the right server because I got my ass handed to me as a newbie. I spawned and somebody beat the fuck out of me as soon as I came.
Yeah, see, I didn't play on a PvP server. I didn't see the point in that. I liked Dark Age Camelot with the three realms going at it constantly.
Oh, now that was awesome. You would have to go into this little area, mm-hmm. and then everybody from the three different realms would all, like, oh my God!
And it never ended. It never reset.
I know.
No timer.
I know.
All day, all night.
Dude, I would sit in the little fort and be mm-hmm. healing people because I was always a healer. They'd be heal, come in here, heal, like rack up points.
No, I was the one leading the raids. I was the one with the, you know, 100 people behind me.
And see, and that's why I told her she would have liked City of Heroes because they have several realms, 24/7 combat, and you're not just fighting other players. You have the bots in there. You have the guards, the police, so you got to fight everybody.
Wow.
Fucking body. And then there was one, I think they had a Hydra in the water. I remember I was fighting somebody and the Hydra had us, and I was like, bitch, you're going to die before me. We're both going to die, but you're dying before me. Ice, baby. Yeah, so anyway. Back to our fashion, as Snow has told us.
Yes,
our
fashion.
I want an MMO RPG again. I don't want another shooter. Don't get me wrong. APB is nice. That's not my thing. Fallen Earth, but I want to be able to import my own styles. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to make clothes, buy clothes that other people make, but have the standard set of stats.
Well, maybe Salem, because as we heard, Salem is supposed to be very craft-heavy. And when they said craft heavy, didn't they say everything from your clothes, from clothes to the building?
Yeah, I figure that's going to, I don't know, we'll see. But that's what we set back in, yeah.
Yeah, but see, that could be just as interesting. Think of the dresses back during the, you know, during the Salem witch trials. How awesome.
Okay, now I got to say, the only game I've ever played where I was more interested in the game than crafting is Star Wars. And that's because of the storylines. I love it. But
true.
Yeah, the storylines of Star Wars are just, it's fucking awesome. I just love it. Really.
Even Galaxies, although people hate it. I loved Star Wars.
Oh,
Galaxies.
Man, I loved Galaxies. I did. I had an entertainer and a traitor.
I was an entertainer.
Although I did get tired of having all these guys in my, whispering me to give them, like, sex and Star Wars. I'm like, honey, I don't know how old you are. You could be 12.
Really?
Yes.
What is wrong?
You know what
with
I would do?
Guys?
Whatever language they were speaking, I didn't speak it. And say, habla español? No. Ah, no, habla inglés. I do a little entertainer dance. If they spoke Spanish, I'd be, ¿Parlez-vous français? No? Okay. I don't speak the language. I'm just going to dance for you, okay? I dance.
I was just like, no. I mean, I was like, no. Hey, baby, you want to? No. You want to come dance for me on my spaceship? No. And my entertainer always looked hot because you could make some really pretty clothes. I mean, they looked like the same, but rolling back in fashion.
Oh, wow. Huh? I think Twi'lek? Mine would have been, no, only if I can, you know, set it on fire first.
Were you a Twi'lek too? Because I know I was.
No, actually, I was a human. Oddly enough, and I got hit on more than I don't know why. I really don't know why. Maybe because my character was petite. Like, she was a tiny little thing. I was always in, like, the sexiest outfits I could find, and I was, like, my hair matched everything, and...
Yes, we know, because we've seen your style, because that bitch come rolling
up on us. Yes, your style is hot all the time. I thought we both looked awesome, and then she comes riding up. I'm like, that fucking whore.
That's what I'm saying. I thought, guess what I was like? I was like, man, I'm going to work this street down here like a runaway, and the snow comes, and boom, I hit clack, 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 and then she turns, she comes, and she stops. I was like, who was that? Oh, look at those colors. That's right. Snow.
I know. Oh, snow.
Oh, man. What is it? She had on something purple and brown or something. It was just, she put it all together. It was
so
nice.
She was hot. She was so hot.
Yeah, I love crafting. I mean, that's my thing. If I get in a game and it has good crafting, I'm probably going to stay in the game for a very long time.
Excuse me, you were only in there, what, a half hour before we got there?
I know.
I've been in there long before any of you got in there, and I couldn't do that yet. I was like, damn, what am I doing? Oh, how miss this. And she's like, oh, you just do this. That's what kills me. And Ginger's the same way. But Ginger was the motorcycle, okay? Because after that, I wanted a motorcycle. Ginger comes rolling up on a motorcycle like 20 minutes after I said I wanted one. Oh, you see, do this, and this. So that's what you both like. Do this, and this. I was like, but I did do that. Well, you missed. Did you go by the screaming cactus? Did you go by the giant roach and the chicken?
Oh, my gosh, giant chicken. Yes.
Those prairie chickens, they scared me. Anyway, back to fashion. We're just so off today.
The latest in Fallen Earth fashion is prairie chicken wrap.
It's a prairie chicken headdress with just a single feather coming up off the back. And
it's radioactive. It's poison. Everyone
so it glows in the dark. It's fabulous, darling.
It's poison everyone walking behind you, dear.
It's the latest in fashion, and if you're trying to assassinate someone, it's very nice.
You forgot. The latest in Armageddon fashion.
Yes, the latest in Armageddon fashion.
Yes. Dark Age Camelot, I ran around in all black just for that point. It's harder to see me in the shadow.
I love the games where you can dye your armor, because I know that sometimes it's the best you can do. But when I go to dye a piece of armor, I don't want the dye to only work on, like, a little sliver of the material.
They were bad about that in Dark Ages of Camelot.
Yeah, I wanted to work on the entire fucking thing. If I want to have a neon green shirt on, which I hate that color, by the way. But it's just But if I want to have a fucking neon pink green shirt, I want it to be neon green or pink or whatever. I don't want just, like, the little trim to be that color.
They didn't give you the option. But, again, it could be the time period because, as we talk about, APB is a lot more customization. Like, if you, again, look on our Twitter, you see Ginger has her name across her ass.
And this little skirt, like, tulle and everything. Oh, so hot.
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah, I want that.
Well, see, as I understand it, again.
Damn, there's permanent. I'm sorry. I looked up Salem. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
Perm death. Yes.
Girl.
Man, I'm going to be the baddest bitch there. I'm going to be...
No, we've already said they're going to be a GGR coven, so just roll. You know.
All right, girl, you got... You know what? Fuck that. Necklace or no, I'm playing that game. I'm getting myself in trouble. I'm sorry.
Sorry, necklace.
Oh, she'll make it up to you later. She promised.
I totally will make it up to you, but I've got to play this game. I want us to be the baddest bitches up in that piece.
Yeah, so I want people after me. It's going to be Fallen Earth all over again. Somebody's going to run by that I can kill, and bam, they're going to be dead.
And we're going to be cracking up in Skype about it.
Can I kill him? Bam!
I have nothing.
It was his own damn fault.
You need to stop. See, but you know we're being right there with you when Salem comes out. I don't kid you not.
Nope.
First, we need to get snow to make us some clothes. I need something low cut, for the witch who's going to be burned at the stake tomorrow, that type of outfit. Something low cut.
Like, what color you want it, honey? All right, you got it.
I need it black because, the energy is black, absorbs all energy so I can channel my power. We're going to be killed every week.
Every week. It's going to be awesome, though. It's going to be so
awesome.
No, thank
you says it requires screenshots if we're going to be the baddest bitches up in Salem.
Oh.
Me and Snow will make sure to take you plenty of screenshots.
Oh, yeah.
See, they're going to get the crafting down, and I'm going to get the nice power set down where I can just fuck somebody up. Okay, I'm going to hit this, and this. Push right here.
No.
Oh, Ginger's going to be, sniping people from a distance.
Yeah.
Corey's going to be, just throwing shit at them, bombs in the back or something. Or whatever the equivalent of bombs would be in the game, and I'll be in the back sewing shit. You guys
That's
want
right.
what now?
And I need some petticoats. I need white petticoats under my. You know what I say? I need white petticoats under my black dress. And I want some. And I want some red fucking boots. There you go.
All right, we got it.
Do it up.
Time.
Anyway,
not time to go. Not yet. You still got 5 minutes.
No,
3 minutes. We still got 3 minutes, woman. Don't be rushing us.
All right. Damn, normally we start to go by now. You're like, it's time to go. And I'm like, all right.
Epic. Oh, I miss killing people.
Say that. Remember our thing going on today. Capitol Hill, you guys go over to ECA.com.
Let me rephrase. I like to kill pixel people because you want to throw me in jail if I kill you in real life.
Pixel people have feelings too.
That's right.
Not when I'm done with them.
Oh, that was good. That was good. So anyway, to recap the fashion thing, game makers out there, how about you give us a game where we can upload our own style, but have stat packages to insert into that damn thing. That way you can still keep the game nice and even and keep it nice and balanced or however you want to call it, but we can still have our style.
And be able to sell it, because that'd be awesome.
Right?
A nice in-game economy. Second Life's already doing it. You might as well add that in. Yeah, that's a good thing. You guys might want to look at doing something like Second Life. Maybe there needs to be a predetermined area where you can go and build and add your stats and stuff in that's safe so I don't get bashed in the head by Fippy fucking Dark Palm. Coming for you, Fippy.
Fippy Dark Palm. Oh, my God, I'm too busy giggling. Fippy Dark Palm. There we go.
We have a long-standing feud, Fippy and I. I catch you on the street, Fippy. Okay. That's what we need.
Sean Bowman,
you're going down, too. You come on over to Salem.
Yeah. I miss you, Sean.
Oh, my God. Are you really playing that?
I can't hear it. Turn it up.
All right, so Exitro.
All right, Exitro. Here we go. Tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey do the news. They have to behave during the day, so that, it's still a fun show because every now and then Ginger will bust out that the fuck word and
or yell out penis for no reason at all.
Penis.
Okay, and tune in Thursday to hear our Raw show where we are truly, truly, truly off the wall. I swear. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't, because that'll teach you the lesson. Right, and now it's time for a little pussy control.
Two books for the fight she would be in one day over this hoodie. She got beat for some clothes and a rep. With a chin up, she sold it all, y'all smoked. When I'm rich on your neck, I will step. Best step she did to the straight A's. Then college, the master degree. She hired the heifers that jumped her and made every one of them work for free. No, why? So, what if my sisters are trifling? They just don't know. But she said mama didn't tell them what she told me. Girl, you need pussy control. Pussy got bank in her pocket before she got dick in her drawers. His brother didn't have good and plenty of his own. In love, pussy never did fall. And this fool named Trick wanna stick her. Talking more shit than a bitch.
about how you gonna make pussy a star if she come and sing a lick on his head. Pussy said, nigga, you crazy if you don't know. Every woman in the world ain't a freak. You can go platinum 4 times, still couldn't make what I make in a week. So push up on somebody, wanna hear that. Cause there's somebody here don't wanna know. Boy, you better act like you understand when you roll with pussy control.
We're going to be the baddest bitches up in this piece.